President John Mahama has asked the Muslim community and all Ghanaians not to allow themselves to be used as conduits to foment trouble after the Supreme Court verdict on the 2012 election petition. He said the youth should not allow themselves to be influenced by persons to fight their battles for them. Addressing Muslim faithful at the Black Star Square in Accra to mark Eid al-Fitr, President Mahama assured Ghanaians that national unity will continue to be the guiding principle of his government. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
Deep reflection, increased devotion, self-discipline and denial, charity and piety are some of the virtues that characterize the Eid celebration. As the clock ticks towards the final verdict of the Supreme Court, President Mahama sees the opportunity to again remind fellow Ghanaians of the oath he took to respect the constitution or else suffer the penalty for it. He urged everyone to put aside litigation and focus on building a better Ghana for all.
Let us use this day to reflect on ourselves as citizens of one nation with a common destiny. Allah put all of us Ghanaians here for a purpose. We and our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren will continue to live here in this land that Allah has given us. We must therefore learn to live and work together to make Ghana a country that we can all be proud of. The Supreme Court is the highest court of the land, and it is a creature of our constitution. We are all enjoined by the supreme law of the land to respect that court and accept it as the final arbiter in any litigation. I stood in front of my countrymen and women and took an oath on this very ground, the Black Star Square, to respect the constitution or else suffer the penalty for it. My attitude to the verdict of the Supreme Court is therefore not in any doubt.
President Mahama commended the various religious leaders for their continued efforts to preserve religious tolerance and peace. He said their effort at this time is even more critical. As always, President Mahama had a word of advice for the youth, particularly the Sango youth, on the occasion of Eid.
I wish also to call on our youth, especially our Muslim and Northern youth, not to allow themselves to be influenced by persons to fight their battles for them. Let people fight their own battle. I wish to remind our youth again that this is a day of celebration, but it is not a day of madness. Let us be cautious in how we celebrate. Let us not sit on the rooftops of taxis and let us not display with motorcycles. We don't want to lose any one of you.
The spokesperson of the National Chief Imam Alhaji Gado Muhammad said despite the challenges that the country faces, Ghanaians have a lot to be appreciative of. He added his voice to the need for all to accept the verdict of the Supreme Court.
There is a perception of an ominous outcome in the wake of the impending Supreme Court verdict on the election petition. We can only pray and say, may Allah forbid. In this connection, the National Chief Imam, the National Council of Muslim Chiefs, and the Muslim community as a whole must add their voice to that of other religious leaders and civil society bodies in appealing to Ghanaians, especially the Zongo communities, to be patient and exercise a great deal of restraint and tolerance in their response to the expected court verdict, no matter which way it goes.
On the annual pilgrimage to Mecca, President Mahama assured Muslims that a committee has been constituted to draft a bill to be considered by Parliament to allow the Hajj to be performed under a National Pilgrimages Board from next year. He expressed gratitude to the Furhan Foundation from Turkey for supporting the National Mosque project. It is the wish of President Mahama that the National Chief Imam Sheikh Nuhu Shaributu will stay strong to witness the inauguration of the National Mosque.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.